Thanks, Mom.
Yes.
I know, someone's taking a shower.
I'm filling up a water bottle. I have to spray a lizard.
Okay.
I need to see what your life is like.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism. Not a euphemism. I am literally going to spray a lizard.
I know, that's the craziest part. Because if it were a euphemism, maybe we could all go, oh, okay, I understand. But no.
No, there's an actual lizard I have to spray. Yes.
Why?
Because it needs moisture?
No, I just meant why in, like, maybe it was a rhetorical sense or just an open sense. Just why?
Because I said I would do it? I don't know.
Why do you have a lizard?
Because it's a pet.
Is it your pet?
Okay. No, it's not my pet.
Whose pet is it?
It's my boyfriend's pet.
Okay. Why does he have
a lizard? Because he loves animals, so he has as many as he can get, which is two.
You're only allowed two?
Well, he only has two.
Or is that only, that's only what Moneybags Kirione allows him to have?
No, he can have as many as he wants. He just needs room for them.
Like, I thought there was, like, a lizard outside, and you were going to, like, spray it to get away kind of thing. Like, get out of here, you pest. What is going on over there?
We don't have lizards in this part of the country.
Yeah, that's like, what I thought was really strange.
There's just been, like, a lizard epidemic over there.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go spray a lizard.
I got to go spray these lizards, get them off my lawn.
There's hundreds of lizards. Guys, I'm swimming in lizards.
That would be horrifying. I wouldn't want to do that.
So I know
that'd be the worst thing ever.
I know what the art for this episode is going to be. Matt, do you think you could take a Photoshop picture
of me
playing
a lizard?
Could you take a picture of you like kind of swimming? You know, you could just be like on your bed, but I just need you to look like you're doing like a breaststroke or a backstroke or something.
Or I could just take a picture of me spraying the lizard.
Yes, you could.
I think I'm going to do that.
Please.
That would be pretty funny.
And then I'm going to cut this part of the episode out. It's not even going to be in there. It's just going to be in the highlights. So people are going to wonder, what the heck's up with this lizard?
What are they talking about?
Shut your mouth. Let's do this.
I could feel the love.
Barry. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
And Matt Kirione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we're here to talk about what video games we've been playing this week.
But are we really? Are we?
What?
Are we yes. Just going to talk about dogs for a little while?
No, we're never going to talk about dogs.
Okay.
They're man's best friend. End of conversation.
Yes. And Chris has been playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, I've been playing Candy Crush. Candy Crush is a fun game. That's a fun game, guys.
Did you get into it after Matt talked about it the other week?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was like, you know what?
Let me see what this is all about.
What's this Candy Crush I hear so much about? Because I've heard nothing but hate for it for, like, the longest time. I'm like, why does everybody hate this game so much? So I started playing Candy Crush, and I got a question for you guys.
Go for it.
Why does everybody hate this game so much?
I don't know. I've never played it.
I don't think they hate the game. I think they hate the company that makes it.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, because they're a little egomaniacal with their trademarks and such. So
yes.
I think
that's right.
That might be the reason.
Well,
and also the fact that Candy Crush makes millions of dollars. Meanwhile, all these like little studios that are trying, like, they shut down every day.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it is just straight up ripping off Bejeweled.
Yeah.
But I really like it, guys. I really like Candy Crush. Like, it's a lot of fun.
It is fun, but I also found a better version that's a ripoff of Candy Crush.
Uh-huh.
It's called Frozen Freefall, and it's based off that Disney movie, Frozen.
All right, now let me go to the App Store.
It's amazing. You get, like, snow powers and fire powers, and there's a little snowman that helps you out. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Does it have all the free-to-play bullcrap that Candy Crush does?
What do you mean, like buy power-ups and all that shit?
I don't mind the buy power-ups, but what really bothers me is the, you know, I got like 30 levels in, and it's like, all right, well, to get the next few level, like the next level pack, you can pay a dollar, you can ask your friends on Facebook, or you can play three extremely hard levels, beat those, and we'll give you other ones.
I haven't hit any of those yet, so I don't know.
Ask your friends on Facebook for what, money?
No, it just says, hey.
Ask your friends on Facebook for a dollar.
Hey, I'm playing Candy Crush. Beg on Facebook.
I notice we have four mutual friends. Would you like to send me a dollar? Technically, we're friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that crap.
I think that's another reason people hate Candy Crush, is because of all the, like, the notifications on Facebook and crap. All the requests you get.
Yeah, probably. But you can ignore most of that.
Yeah, they still show up.
That's true. Those aren't friends that you need, though. So you need to just get rid of them in general. If I see someone requesting Candy Crush, they get deleted from a friends list. See you later. Sorry.
Well, I'm happy to see that you've joined the cult of candy.
Candy Crush is fun. I want to play some more. As soon as I get through these ridiculously hard levels where, you know, so I can unlock more levels to play. Which is kind of
weird. What level are you on?
I'm like level 30-something.
So oh, okay.
That's not crazy far into it, because there's hundreds, apparently.
Yeah, there are. They're up to like 5-something now.
So that's fun.
So that's fun.
It's a weird thing, right? To complain. I'm complaining about how I have to play the game so that I can play the game. Because I don't really. They just put like these hard levels in front of you, like, huh, guess you're not going to get through these. Like, screw you.
Yeah.
Crush, I am too going to get through these levels. Don't you tell me nothing, Candy Crush. Anyway, Barry, you should play Candy Crush.
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
It's fun.
He doesn't wanna. Don't force it on him.
Oh,
force
me, Chris. I don't want to hear this forcer. From you, sir.
This again?
Okay, that's all I wanted to talk about, Candy Crush.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. All right, show's over. Let's go to bed.
All right, see you later.
Please, listeners, note that we're not recording at 1:30 in the morning. But he just wants to go to bed in the afternoon.
Yeah, Barry's just lazy Barry today.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry.
Aw, he's a sleepy Barry.
Little sleepy Barry. Barry, what did you play?
What did I play? I played a whole bunch of that Loof Trousers.
You play?
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around those controls. I can't do it.
You still can't figure it out?
I mean, the game is really cool, and the soundtrack's awesome, and I love the graphic style, but... Yeah. Those controls, my God, I can't.
You press
can't
up
do it.
To accelerate, and you press left right to spin your plane.
And I'm just constantly going in circles, and I'm not hitting anything.
Well, you have to like shoot one. You have to. They have to fire when you're stalling. Then you spin around,
God.
You blast everything, and then you take off.
Yeah.
You can't like go forward and turn at the same time. Like, that's just not what you want to do in that game.
Did
you play it at all, Chris? No.
No, sorry. I need to play Loof Trousers, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like...
It's a ton of fun.
I don't
Loof Trousers! The new pants!
I do sound like pants!
I would so buy a pair of Loof Trousers. They're just like jeans with like jet planes all over them. They're amazing.
No, they're just they're jeans with wings.
Yes. They shout at you.
That'd be great. I would buy some new trousers. No, I'm trying to save my money for some other things. I really want to get that Final Fantasy X and X-2 on Vita.
It's very pretty.
Do you have it? Of course you have it. Never mind. What am I asking? You have all video games ever.
I picked it up on Thursday. I picked it up on Thursday. I played it for about, you know, half an hour, and then I put it away.
And you'll never
and that's
I'll
the last I'll ever play it.
I'll come back to it. No worries.
Right. I highly doubt that.
It's one of the Final Fantasies from, like, when I was a kid that I never finished, so I'm intent on finishing it this time.
Ah. I see.
And it just sucks that X-2 isn't on the Vita card when you get it.
It's not?
Oh, it's a... you get a download code for it. So the only thing that's on the card is Final Fantasy X. But if you want to play X-2, it's like a 3.5 gig download.
Wow.
That was half the reason that I was going to get it on a cart instead of buying it so digitally.
So you best make room.
Well, you know what? I have room, guys. Because guess what I beat?
Dark Souls?
No.
Souls again?
No.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I finally beat it. And
good.
Yeah. That's a good game. Like, I was getting really worn out.
Good game is good.
Near the end. Did you ever beat it, Matt?
Oh.
No.
The game's like I said last week,
yeah,
the game's
right.
8 billion hours long.
It's 8 billion hours
of... It's a lifetime long.
It really, you know what, it kind of feels like it is. It feels like a year of my life has gone by. But, you know, I wanted to talk about that game because of the excellent storytelling they do. And not
the
necessarily...
The storytelling and the voice acting is really good.
The voice acting is great. The story itself is not really... It's not super amazing. But all the characters that revolve around it, they are all very amazing. And you spend so much time with them that they feel like, and this is kind of weird, but they feel like actual friends, you know?
Yeah.
They feel like people that if they were in the real world, I would hang out with them. And spoilers, at the end of the game, you leave. It, you know, tells you this is going to happen at the very beginning of the game, but you leave the area and, you know, as they're all saying their goodbyes, I was like, this is really... painful.
Sad.
Yeah. Like, I'm very, very sad about this right now because I didn't want to leave.
Sad, Chris.
Sad,
Chris is sad.
I don't know. This is just one of those things where, like, I couldn't get into Mass Effect and people always tell me that, you know, they... I just can't. But people are always getting into it and really caring about those characters and I couldn't care less about them. But...
Oh, man.
These stupid characters from Persona 4, I spent so long with them that, you know, I cared about every single one of them.
Oh, jeez.
What? Don't oh jeez me. I just couldn't care about your Mirandas and your other ones with no faces and Gareth.
Not even Morden Solace?
Morden Solace was actually kind of cool. He's the lizard man, right?
Yeah, he made me cry.
I didn't get that far.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, Mass Effect 3. There's a scene that brought me to tears, and yeah, I'm a man. I'll admit it. I cried.
I've cried before too. It's a manly.
BioWare made me tear up.
I don't know, guys. Maybe I should go back. I'll try and get back into Mass Effect 2. But God, there's so many things about that game I don't like. I don't like. The load times, for one, that's the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That
bothers the
kind
of crap.
Their butt.
It takes like an hour and a half just to go through the ship every time you get back from a mission.
Yeah.
I know, the elevator loading, it's wretched.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
And I really don't like that I have to be a good guy or a bad guy to make certain vocal decisions. Conversation.
Just be a good guy.
I just don't. I want to be able to make that decision whether I'm a good guy or a bad guy, because good guys have to be bad guys sometimes when you're talking to people.
I know, but I always play the good guy in any game. I can't be a bad guy.
Why isn't this game made the way I want it?
Exactly.
Why don't I work for BioWare? This is stupid.
You know what? I don't like it, and that's why.
Just with the load times, I think it's so funny. She's like, oh, I'm going to go to the captain's quarters. It's one room, and it takes like a half hour
not.
To load. You're like, what are you loading? There's nothing there.
The fish.
I would love to go to bed right now.
The fish.
No.
The fish, yeah. Stupid fish tank.
Those little airplanes that you buy.
Yeah. It's loading up the fish and the airplanes. And
the music.
The potential
and that sweet dubstep speaker.
Oh, man. Was it the other game I was playing the other day? Never mind. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
I totally had a little brain fart there. It happens.
Quite all right.
Yeah, I'll get back into Mass Effect 2, and then next week I'll come back and tell you why I don't like it. Oh, no! You know what I do want to talk about? Because, Matt, you said that you don't play as anything but the good character.
Yes.
And you're playing through Infamous... Second Son right now. You playing a good character?
Yeah, it showed up at my house this morning, so I'm about maybe an hour and a half in.
Oh, okay, so You've made one decision.
But yeah, I've already made one good decision. I'm going to play as the good guy.
Those games are really excellent. I was telling Barry a while ago, the bad ending or the bad guy ending for Infamous 2 is worlds better than the good guy ending. It is,
and yet good guy ending is canon.
Yeah, good guy ending is canon because most people like to choose the good guy one. But I'm saying just like the way it's written, what happens in it, it is a much, much better ending.
See, I have no idea what happens in that ending. I never even looked it up.
But you should look it up. Go watch it.
I will. Watch it. Let's not spoil it for people because, you know, it is 3 years old. But let's not spoil.
Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, because there's a lot of people that they might just be playing through it now to get ready for the new one when they get their PS4.
All right. Bad guy ending, much better. Good guy ending is fine. It's not bad. It's just that the bad guy ending is like, holy crap, everything I thought I knew, I knew.
But let me tell you a little bit about this infamous Second Son.
Yes,
from what I've seen so far, it's really cool. I mentioned it in a review this week how I, outside of Rise and Infamous, Metal Gear was one of the best like looking games. But this game, holy geez, the lighting effects, like the way that the light will like reflect off puddles and just like cars, like their headlights, like you get like I don't know what they're lens flares that you'll get, and just like. The body movements, everything is very natural. You can tell that they used like full body motion capture this time around. And the voice acting is really cool so far. The controls are like spot on, and the way that they use the little touchpad is pretty cool too. I'm really liking it so far. I mean, I'm only like an hour and a half in, but it's a gorgeous, well-controlled game. Really, really digging it.
So
yeah, I saw a picture that Taryn posted on Twitter, and I was like, "Dang!"
Yeah,
it was like Delson was like crouched over like near a lake. It was like the sun was setting. I was like, "Dang, that's so sick."
There was this one part where I'm. It's one of those, you know, where it's like an in-game cutscene.
Yeah,
it's using like the in-game engine, and
yeah,
and I'm just like, "Oh, that's a cool CGI movie." And then I accidentally hit the thumbstick, and I'm like, "Oh, I can move. This is in-game." What?
This is a thing.
This is real. This is happening in front of me. This is insane. How you make do, Sucker Punch? How you make do? I don't get.
How this is thing.
how do? But yeah, no, it's gorgeous. I can't wait to play some more tonight.
Have you found that neon?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it
pretty?
Pretty
early on. Yeah, it's really pretty.
It goes all purple, and you dash around all pretty, and
yeah, it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
And I like the way that you actually absorb your powers. You actually go up to like you can like when you need more smoke power, you can go beat the crap out of a car, and the engine will like blow up. So you just go over and you like hold down the touchpad, and it'll like suck up all the energy.
Huh.
It's cool, and you'll also get like.
Sorry.
What?
How is that touchpad stuff? Like,
it's fine.
Is it alright?
It's working fine. Yeah, I guess they like streamlined it, made it a bit better for like the final release.
Okay.
But it's cool. You know how the DualShock 4 has that little speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Delson gets like a cell phone call, you'll actually hear like the ringtone coming out of that speaker.
That's pretty neat.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty dumb.
And I kind of like that they all.
Cool.
I kind of like how they all have iPhones that are not Apple iPhones. Like their hand is always covering the Apple, and the screen doesn't look it. It looks like they jailbroke their iPhone. It's pretty cool. But it's fun. I like it.
Hmm.
I need to get.
What
do
you got to say about that, Chris? Yeah.
I need to get that game. Is what I'm say about that game.
Yes, you do. It's quite nice.
I don't know. I need to.
Oh, and thank you to Amazon for shipping it to me in like 12 hours. That was cool.
Amazon's always so good about that stuff.
I ordered it at 4:30 yesterday, and it was at my door at 9 a.m.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. From Arizona.
They must have, so, I don't know. They must have thrown at the UPS truck.
Like, I don't know what kind of DeLorean no. there is.
They knew. They're like, this is going to Moneybags Curio, and we got to move this fast.
I think they hired Doc Brown and the time-traveling DeLorean, and they just got it here right on time.
They put it on its – there's an entire 747 cargo plane with just that on it.
Just that.
They hired Usain Bolt just to run to your house.
They recommissioned the Concorde and got it to my house super fast.
They folded time and space.
Yeah, they actually hired the crew of the Event Horizon.
I was about to say that. They got
my
Event
house
Horizon
right
together.
Away.
So your game is responsible for the deaths of several people.
Sam Neill and Lawrence Fishburne and... Oh, spoilers for that movie from 15 years ago, but they all die.
Wait a minute. Not all of them die, right?
It's been a while. Yeah, man.
That one guy lives and he goes back to Jurassic Park.
The girl lives. The girl lives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that movie's awesome. That movie's so good. It's Hellraiser in space, except a good version, not like the Hellraiser that took place in space.
It's on Netflix. Let's stop doing this and go watch Event Horizon.
You guys have seen it, right?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Talk about some more video games.
That was the first rated R movie I saw in the theater. I have strong memories of that. Good movie, good.
Okay, so who else played what?
Well, I played that Loop Trousers thing, and then I also I downloaded Final Fantasy VI for my Vita.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, and I was playing, and I was like, man, this game is just as good as I remembered it.
Yes, it is.
Your Vita is getting more use than it has in months, huh?
Yes, it is. Yeah, when I was playing that, I was like, I can't wait to go. As I was playing it, all the different memories from that game were hitting me, like the ghost train. I totally forgot about that stuff, or all the little hidden stuff that was in that game. Like, you can find that underwater tunnel, and it takes you from one map to the other. You have to fight your way through it.
See, that's one of the Final Fantasies I didn't play as a kid.
Oh my goodness, that's.
And I just played it for the first time like 2 years ago.
So good,
but it's good.
Yeah, it's probably like it's got to be like top three of my favorite games of all time, if not my favorite. It's so freaking good. And as I played, I just like, man, this game is so good. I'm just going to play it straight through and be so happy while doing it.
And the art's, like, the graphics are timeless. Like, they still look really good.
What's funny is it's $10 on the Vita and it's $15 on my iPhone.
Yeah.
What kind of sense does that make?
It's cheaper because cheaper is good and you can use buttons. You can use buttons with this one.
That's what I'm saying. So why is it more expensive on my iPhone? It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's like a little up-resed on the iPhone, and the Vita version is actually a port of the original PlayStation version.
Yeah.
So I think it's also because Square Enix doesn't understand money.
Yeah,
they don't know what they're doing.
They really don't.
They have no idea what's going on.
They don't know what they're doing.
It's, you know, it's even funny that I went to go...
Please be excited.
I went to get a... I got into that Nosgoth beta.
I don't even know what that is.
Do you know Nosgoth, like Legacy of Kain?
No.
Nope.
I know the Nazgul.
You know, you guys never played Legacy of Kain?
I played the demo of Legacy of Kain on one of those demo discs.
You guys never played, like, Legacy of Kain or Soul?
I think we answered that question, Barry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. No, I have. I played it on Dreamcast.
Yeah. Yes. So, I just played it 10 minutes ago. In fact, I'm playing it right now.
Shut up. So, anyway, Nosgoth is the name of the world, and it's basically, like, vampires versus humans. And cool. So that's what this is. It's a free-to-play, like, vampires versus humans, game. And so anyway, I get an email from Square Enix, like, hey, you've gotten into the beta. This is all you got to do to get into it. Okay. I do everything. And then it's like, nope, you can't get into the beta. You haven't received an email. And I'm like, how the hell did I get to this website then?
It's like, of course I received the beta. What are you talking about?
And then so I hit up Square Enix, and they're like, oh, go to this forum. It'll help you out. And all it is just a giant thread of people being like, had the same problem I did. I got an email, can't get into the beta. I got an email, can't get into the beta. And they didn't do anything. It's like nobody played the beta all weekend. Like, this game's going to work out well. And you can't get people into your own beta.
Look what happened with Final Fantasy XIV. They launched it dead and broken. And then they eventually fixed it a couple years later.
Mm-mm-mm.
Video games. Bro.
They're not good at things.
Yeah.
No, they're really not, actually.
No, they're not. They don't like money, apparently.
They used to. They used to like money.
Not anymore. If they really liked money, they would just remake Final Fantasy VII and make billions of dollars off of it.
I like how we say just. Just remake. It's not a big deal, guys. Ain't no
just
problem.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Could you imagine that, though? Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
Just copy and paste the Final Fantasy VII game into a PS4, and that's how games are made.
Yeah, and then it simply just makes itself all over again. Yeah.
Yeah. You just type into the command prompt, make do, and there it is. You have it on PS4, and it looks nice.
Make happen.
That's how make happen now. That's how games are made.
Yeah,
right?
So I played that, and I played a ton of Titanfall, of course.
Of course you did.
I haven't played this week.
Yeah. I played a bunch of that. I got second generation. Yay.
Oh, nice.
I
mean,
are you not getting bored of it yet?
Nope. Not at all.
Good. I just had other games to play, so I didn't.
Yeah. But having the Loof Trousers and Final Fantasy VI on my Vita, oh, it's so great. That thing sat in like in one of my drawers. Dead for months.
Of course.
Aww.
I didn't do anything with my Vita. There was like Loop Trousers and Final Fantasy VI. Yep, taking it to work every day.
Never playing anything else. It's so great when you have something to play on the Vita because like this piece of hardware is amazing.
It is.
I still play Hotline Miami like once a week on that thing.
Really?
Still.
Haven't
I'm like,
platinum
yeah,
that let's... game yet?
I can't get the high rankings.
I platinum that game.
And that's
crazy.
Well,
I don't have any platinums. I have one platinum.
What's that platinum for?
Resistance, Burning Skies. It took me 2 hours. And then I sold the game. I was like, yeah, I'll get this quick platinum. And I never platinumed another game.
So wait.
Spoiler alert, that game is awful.
Wait a minute. You can platinum The Walking Dead Season 1 just by playing through it. Doesn't matter what choices you make.
That's how I got
platinum. I never beat it.
It's so easy to you could have so many platinums.
I got bored.
He doesn't want stupid platinums, Chris.
All right, okay.
I don't want the platinum for like Hannah Montana, the video game.
I don't
or
have a platinum
garbage
for
like that.
You can get a platinum for Infamous. Why don't you platinum Infamous Second Son?
Because he doesn't want to play it twice.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe I will.
All you gotta do is go around and collect a bunch of garbage.
See, that's I don't understand people have time to get platinums.
Well,
yeah, I have like other things to do.
I'm gonna play this video game that's only about 10 hours of playthrough. I'm gonna play it for 25 to get this platinum.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand that.
I'd rather do other things, like play other games. Like SteamWorld Dig. I got that on the Vita this week.
You reviewed that too, didn't you?
I reviewed it for the 3DS, and I gotta say, it's much prettier on the Vita, obviously. But still a great game, still lots of fun, and it's really cool to have trophies popping while you're digging.
Trophies popping while you're digging.
All the more better. Yep. But yeah, no, SteamWorld Dig is still really, really good. That's fun. But that's not the best game I played all week.
What's the best game you played all week?
Candy Crush.
Metal Gear.
I'd agree.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much it. Dude, your review was awesome.
Thank you.
It's excellent.
Yeah, that Metal Gear, it like I said in the headline, short but sweet, but it really got me going, and I can't wait for the Phantom Pain to be a thing.
Yeah, I was thinking of picking it up, and then I read your review and someone else's, and I was like, yeah, pretty much going to go pick this game up now.
Yeah, that game, wow. Oh, Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer.
That's cool.
As Solid Snake. I mean, I talked about it in the review where, I mean, let's face it, Metal Gear 4, David Hayter had become like a self-parody of Snake. I mean, it was just constant, we have to get to work. I'm old now. But in this one, it's
Did
just
he actually
like...
say that? I'm old now?
Something like that. Something to that effect. But now it's like... I'm not going to talk much. I'm Snake. I'm on a mission. Don't talk to me. You can talk to me, but you know I'll say something here and there. But no, I like Kiefer's performance in it, and the controls are so much better for like the CQC. You don't have to like wrap your hand around your controller like an octopus to like pull off an interrogation or like
CQC?
A silent kill. It's like close quarters combat. Oh, it's okay.
It's exactly close quarters combat.
Yeah, CQC.
Yeah. No, sorry. Never mind. I'm just gonna.
No, but it's really good, and it's really pretty. It's another really pretty game that like blew my socks off when I first started playing it. And I really hope you guys do play it, because oh, that ending. Oh my god.
Is it crazy as Metal Gear is? I really like Metal Gear.
The ending of this game, I put my controller down. I was like, all right, Kojima, you did it. Good for you. You're a psychopath.
You're a psychomantis.
I cannot wait to play that next game.
All right.
I kind of want to go get this today and not put off my nap.
Yeah, Ground Zeroes is cool. I mean, it took me, final count at the end of the mission, it was 2 hours and 45 minutes to finish the main mission. But then there's like four or five other side ops, and they take an extra like maybe hour and a half.
So how much, this game is, what, 30 on disc and 20?
30 for, it's $30 on PS4 and Xbox One, and it's $20 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
I thought it was the same price for all of them.
If you get it digitally, it's cheaper. I know that.
So weird. This is such a weird thing to do.
But I dig it. It's a cool game.
All right.
And plus, it's Solid Snake, and he's just, you know...
Just being cool, solid... Cool guy. Wait, it's Solid Snake?
Well, it's Snake.
Okay.
Your big boss.
Naked Snake.
See, I don't understand. Where the hell... Is it the same guy?
No.
Solid Snake's a clone, and it's all very convoluted, and one day in an hour and a half or 4 hour conversation, I'll explain the entire mythology.
So Metal Gear Solid, that guy's a clone?
Okay. Here,
yes.
Let me... I'll try
no,
to
no,
make
no,
it brief.
No, I don't...
Yes,
I don't
I'll try to make
it.
It brief.
I don't care if it's stupid.
Okay.
Scenario.
Metal Gear Solid 3, you play as Big Boss, a.k.a. Naked Snake. Metal Gear Solid 1, you play as a clone of Big Boss or Naked Snake called Solid Snake, Liquid
and
Snake.
You don't find this out till Metal Gear 3?
You don't find all this out till Metal Gear 4.
So your Metal Gear 3, you're like, why is he called Big Boss? I don't understand.
No. It does explain who he is. Like, you have...
Yeah, like 3 takes place in the 60s and...
But in Metal Gear Solid 4, there's like 2-hour-long cutscenes of full exposition, and that's like, it's over and over again. Turns out, actually, Solid Snake, not actually a clone, I think. If I understand the canon right, he's sort of a clone, but kind of not.
How could you be sort of a clone?
Sort of not, but might be his son, might not be.
Might be direct descendant, might not be. Also, there's a third clone called Solidus Snake, who's actually the president.
Of the United States.
Oh, shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah, that was in number 2.
Yeah, and Raiden, who is who is around.
Awful.
He was trained to be Solid Snake's like replacement almost. Also,
then he became a cyborg ninja?
Yeah, then he becomes a cyborg ninja.
Yeah, he did that.
I
love the story of Metal Gear. It's just so convoluted and insane. It's so good.
I haven't played a Metal Gear since Metal Gear Solid.
Oh my god, play the third one. It's really good.
Oh, just play them all. Okay, hey, Moneybags Carrion, can you send me every game now from Amazon?
Do you have a PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Then I might be able to get you a copy of like the Legacy Collection that has every game.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 1.
There you go.
And then you also need to play Peace Walker, which is on the Vita, or I'm sorry, the
PSP. Which Ground Zeroes is a direct continuation of Peace Walker.
I like.
Peace Walker. I was like, I was really
so
lost.
Strange. I don't understand.
Played Peace Walker.
Yeah, it's like. Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to start from Metal Gear Solid 3, or it's coming off this one that's from the PSP. It's like, what?
No.
I can't just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, but when you first boot up the game, they have the story so far, and they give you the story of Peace Walker, so you're not totally lost.
How long is that?
Which is cool. It's like text. It's just a couple of like, pages you read.
Yeah.
The Phantom Pain is going to take place 9 years after Ground Zeroes.
Of course. So that they can throw in a bunch of other stuff to confuse you.
Yeah.
Everything that's happened in these 9 years.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's not going to be DLC. It's going to be a completely new game, by the way.
There's going to be 13 clones.
Oh, God. It's going to be great.
Don't they make mention to having, like, all sorts of other clones as well?
Yeah, and then Decoy Octopus is going to come back, and...
Yeah.
It's going to be delightful.
So they're just stormtroopers.
Otacon.
Except for competent. They can actually shoot sometimes, most of the time.
We don't talk about the stormtroopers being clones. We don't do that. those movies are not a thing.
Okay.
All the Metal Gear Solid games, Barry, are really fun, and if you ever just like, I don't know what to play, just go play Metal Gear Solid games.
You know what I was thinking? Just as a quick thought, if all the stormtroopers are clones, how come they all have a different voice?
Because they're not clones. George Lucas is a fool. Those prequels were folly.
Okay.
The worst. Okay. But yeah, that's my Metal Gear talk. That game's cool, and so is that whole series.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that for sure.
Big fan.
I've played every single one except for, I guess, now Ground Zeroes.
Chris, favorite boss fight in a Metal Gear game?
Favorite boss fight in a Metal Gear game. The one that sticks out the most was from when I was a kid and I fought, was it Fat Man?
Yes.
That was kind of a fun boss because
Metal Gear Solid 2, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to kill this guy, but at the same time, he keeps on planting bombs and you've only got like 30 seconds to get to him. And
he's this morbidly obese guy on roller skates.
Yeah,
and...
so dumb.
It's so great.
But I also really, in Metal Gear Solid 2 as well, liked the fight with against all the Metal Gear Rays. When you're just standing there in the center of this platform, you got a rocket launcher.
Come at me, bro.
I got a rocket launcher.
Mine is actually in part 3 when you fight the End.
The End. That's the sniper guy, right?
That's the like 108-year-old sniper that you have to like take down in a sniper battle. It's kind of awesome.
Good fight because it's so
where the boss fight is like an hour and a half long.
It's like the same thing as Sniper Wolf, though, no?
Kind of.
Oh, this one's long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like when you're fighting Sniper Wolf, you're just like, and it's kind of like over. With this guy, you can.
And at the end of that one, you cry.
Yeah, at the end of or when you're fighting the End, you'll just like lay there, just like watching. And watching and watching and just hoping that he'll come out because eventually like he'll fall asleep and you're hoping that he'll fall asleep, but you can also start starving because you've waited so long for this guy.
He's like, he's just an old guy who randomly falls asleep while you're fighting him.
You gotta take a nap. He's an old man. Come on. The grandkids are coming over later and he wants to be ready for them.
Well, you've both got to
play some canasta with Billy and Timmy.
The character I remember is from the first one, Metal Gear Solid, that Deep Throat. I can't remember what he ended up actually being called.
Yeah,
like,
the
that ninja.
Right,
yeah.
Fox.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that thing was so rad.
It was pretty.
You have to fight him in the computer room.
Yeah.
He appears and disappears and cloaks and stuff. So
then
cool.
Otacon pees his pants.
That happened?
Yes, he pees.
Yeah, he's like terrified. He pees his pants. It's hilarious.
Pees himself, and then the next.
Oh God.
Day, he cries about being raped by his stepmother. I think.
Yeah, I think that happened.
Video games.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, this whole series is fantastic. Me, Chris, we should do a Metal Gear podcast one day.
If you pull in Kenny.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it.
Oh, yeah, Kenny likes Metal Gear. Yeah.
Kenny is a big Metal Gear fan. We can all talk about Metal Gear for a long time.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, let's back out of Metal Gear, though. Who else played
Okay, good.
That's what I played. Titanfall, Loop Trousers, and Final Fantasy VI.
I want to talk about Ratchet & Clank. Can I talk about Ratchet & Clank?
How old is that game? go for it.
Is it going to be a new rule? I'm not allowed to talk about a game that's more than a year old.
Oh, please. I was talking about Final Fantasy VI.
So, Ratchet & Clank was exactly what I was looking for after Dark Souls. A game.
Oh, just an easy breezy, beautiful cover girl of a game.
Girl. I think we might have to pay them something now. Thanks.
No, we don't. We're good.
Okay.
Maybe Ratchet's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Then we got to pay them too.
No, I'm gonna have to cut all this out, just in case. I really liked the Ratchet and Clank games, and you're right. It was exactly just a easy breezy kind of nothing to it. I remember when I was a kid. Those games were a lot harder, or maybe they just seemed like it, like I died a lot more, but now it's just like, everything's dead, there's just explosions everywhere, and I've got a big old gun, and this is a lot of fun. And I don't know, just their new games seemed less like that, and maybe that's just perspective, or maybe I was getting tired of it, but they were trying to be very serious.
I think you're getting tired of it, Chris.
You think I'm just getting tired?
Because how many...
Okay, I've got Robot.
How many Ratchet and Clank games are there now? Like, 7 or 8?
Anybody else getting Robot? I'm going to have to cut this.
Yeah, no. Matt went okay. Robot a little bit.
Sorry.
It's all good. Are you outside?
You know, he likes the podcast from the forest.
Yeah, I was in the woods, communing with wolves and Liam Neeson. We're good now. Don't worry.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you're done with your whole wolf escapade over there.
Yes, I punched him in the face.
It's very important that we talk about Ratchet and Clank right now.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's totally unimportant. Do you play all the Ratchet and Clank games, Matt?
No.
No?
No, I've played a little bit of the first one.
Really? You didn't play any of the others? Did either of you guys play any of the others?
I've never played a Ratchet and Clank game.
You have a PS3. They were free for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and you know what? I tried to download that thing, and it was like 15 gigs or something like that, and I was like, no, thank you.
I need space for other things.
I'm going to spend a week downloading this thing?
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's nice. They're really fun games. I just think maybe the...
I had some...
They were trying...
Terrible flashbacks with the downloads.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually had to download something on my PS3 the other day, and it took like 4 hours to download the first Metal Gear Solid. so I could put it on my Vita, and I'm like, wow, this would have taken 5 minutes with PS4.
What is happening? If you just downloaded it to your Vita.
You're not allowed. It's one of those PSP games that is not on the store on the Vita. So you actually have to download Metal Gear on your PS3 and transfer it over to the Vita.
So that explains why I couldn't get Silent Hill.
Okay. Yes, you need to download it on your PS3, and then you can transfer it to your Vita with the content manager.
Just going to say this. I know everybody's thinking it. Video games are dumb.
This is dumb.
This should just be easy. Like,
unless they're Metal Gear, then they're never dumb.
I'm sorry, Metal Gear is probably the dumbest of the dumb.
No, it's awesome.
Oh, it is awesome.
It's brilliant.
It's also really stupid.
It's stupid, but it's brilliant at the same time.
You in the third game, you dress up as a guy that looks exactly like Raiden.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yes. There's one German general or whatever that looks exactly like Raiden and is also
a
sadist.
Okay.
And you have to dress up like him and go to a freaky sex party or something.
Sounds like my kind of weekend.
It's totally Kojima trolling Kojima. I don't even know who he thinks he's making fun of anymore.
I love that man.
It's like, oh, everybody hates this character, so I'm going to make them dress up as this character. Only I'm going to make this character despicable. Only he's already despicable.
You want a good time? Follow him on Twitter and you'll get a lot of cool food pictures.
Great.
And architecture. He takes pictures of some cool buildings.
That's exactly right for Kojima. I don't think I'd want
any other guy. Not even kidding. He took a picture of some building in, I think, London, and it's been my iPhone background for like a year now.
Because it was just so cool?
It's such a cool-looking building. It's really awesome.
Right.
I'm an architecture nerd. It's okay. Continue.
I can also talk about Thomas Was Alone if nobody else has anything else to talk about.
Go for it.
You guys...
That game's cool.
Yeah, so you played Thomas Was Alone, right?
Yes, I have, and the narration is beautiful.
It is quite. My only...
That game won a BAFTA.
My only problem with the game is that if you take away the narration, it's suddenly just kind of like a flash puzzle game. There's not a whole...
But yeah, the narration makes that game.
Yeah. Which is great. It's... I don't know. It's just kind of weird, like...
Who doesn't love British accents?
I don't know if I'm enjoying playing it or not. I know I'm enjoying the story, but I don't know if I'm actually enjoying playing the game.
Give it some more time.
I don't know. I'm on like level 80 already, so...
Put your head down and power through.
How many levels are there? Like 100? Is that right? That seems like it would stop it up.
About that, yeah.
So...
Yeah. About that.
And all the levels are anywhere from like... 30 seconds to 5 minutes, so they're not really hard at all. They're just kind of, get through this thing now. I don't know. I'm enjoying the story for sure. I just don't... The gameplay definitely does not, like, hold up its end of the bargain. Like, I heard so much about this game, why it was so fascinating and so amazing. And it basically just is the story. It has a good story. I don't know if I would enjoy it more as just like a book, though. But I guess it'd probably be hard to tell a story about blocks. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Different.
It might be interesting, though.
It would. It would be an interesting read. But anyway, that's Thomas's Alone. I'm almost done with it, I guess. So I'll talk.
Yeah, keep going.
I'll talk. I am going to keep going.
You can do it.
I planned on trying to beat it before this podcast, but just didn't happen.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You'll get there, buddy.
I've played through it exclusively on bathroom breaks, so that's how long that game is. Maybe that's been coloring my opinion of it as well.
Who knows? Oh, God.
Okay, I'm done. Barry, okay. Barry, do you want to take a nap?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've also, real quick, been doing this thing. You guys heard of Twine? T-W-I-N-E?
Twine isn't like the stuff like you wrap stuff up with.
All right. Yeah. Are you done with that joke? I just want to let you get it out of your system first. Okay.
You asked the question.
No, it's a little program you can download for free that helps you create like a choose your own adventure style game.
Oh, so it's okay. Project Spark.
Kind of, except there's no graphics or anything, Barry. I mean, you could put in pictures and stuff. But you're just basically making a little choose-your-own-adventure story. And a lot of people have made some neat things, and I'm trying myself to get into, like, sort of game development. I asked Zoe Quintel, I think is her name, where to start, and she suggested this. So, you know, it's free, and it's kind of fun. I've made a little story so far, and I'm going to keep going, and maybe I'll put it up on Level Save once I'm done.
Yes.
And that's fun, and people should check it out. I mean, again, it's free, and it's not hard to do anything with. You just look up a tutorial, and it has a little bit of programming in there, but very little, so it's extremely easy.
All right, before we wrap it up,
okay,
we actually do have a question.
Holy
for the show.
Crap, that's amazing.
Can you believe that?
People listen to this garbage.
This is
Your
from...
Your face is garbage.
Yeah.
I love you, Barry.
No, this question is from a good friend of the show, Adrian Lewis Hall. He's from Switzerland.
Hey!
We have a... Yeah! He asks for all of us, if you could eradicate one franchise from video game history, what would it be?
Pokemon.
Oh, that's mean!
Why? Pokemon's like
just
my everything.
So I can hurt your feelings.
Aw. Fine, the Titanfall.
Okay.
That's mean.
No,
I would
no,
actually...
What? Never mind. World of Warcraft.
Okay, I'm done playing it.
I would actually say maybe Kirby.
You don't like Kirby?
They're fun games, but the things that they do are done better in other games. Like, platforming is done better in many other places.
How about we turn this into a Mary Boff kill?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, Chris, Mary Boff killed Pokemon, Infamous, and what
that's
else is
not
there?
Even the that's not even close to the question he asked.
I don't
Pokemon,
care.
Pokemon, okay. Kirby.
No, no, no.
Okay, Pokemon, Metal Gear, and Final Fantasy.
Oh.
That's all very difficult questions. Mary, Pokemon, Boff, Metal Gear, yeah, kill Final Fantasy. I'm sorry, the last Final Fantasy games have just been awful.
Yeah.
All right, I would marry Metal Gear because really? The stories it could tell me for the rest of my days would be delightful. And plus, Snake is kind of a hunk, so there's that. I would...
He might kill you when you're sleeping.
This is true. I would kill Pokemon. I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna
buff. Don't have to explain.
I can't buff Pokemon because that might be illegal because they're animals. and I would buff Final Fantasy.
Have you seen the video Black Man Loves Pokemon, Matt?
No.
Oh my gosh! Okay, I have to send that to you.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Just because. It's
yeah.
Illegal,
thanks,
hasn't,
for the, thanks for the question, Adrian. That we didn't really answer.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, kind of.
The first time.
Yeah,
I don't know. When it comes down to that, I would want to get rid of something that seems to be like kind of hurting the industry in some way.
Okay. Call of Duty.
I mean, that's the obvious choice, right?
Yeah.
but it also has brought a lot of people into gaming. Like, we can all get mad at Call of Duty, but it... You know what? I think.
And plus, without Call of Duty, we wouldn't have Titanfall. So, there's that.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
Madden.
Madden is... that's an easy choice.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, because it has gotten to a point where it's just... it's not the game it used to be. It's not necessarily all that fun. It is just mostly a bunch of violence, and then you can say, oh, no, it's not that violent. You can go do these other things. All those other things are really boring, like going on a Ferris wheel or whatever in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
That was loads of fun, right, guys? No,
yeah.
It was awful.
I didn't do that.
There was in Grand Theft Auto 5, there was an actual torture scene where you are actively torturing somebody. I know that's
We've
not
been
like,
over this.
It's not the first time it's happened in games, but why? It was unnecessary, and it made the game worse for it.
I would kill Mario.
Really?
No!
Yeah.
No!
That way it would force Nintendo to do something new.
No, it wouldn't. They would just stick to one of their other IPs.
Yeah.
There would just be more Zelda games. Or there would be more... Well, maybe this would be good, because there would be more Zelda games and more Metroid games.
It would just turn into Zelda kart racing. Zelda Galaxy.
Hyrule kart
racers. I'm fine with this.
Hyrule golf.
All right.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'd kill. I'd probably just kill Pokemon just to hurt Chris's feelings. Other than that, I don't really dislike anything that much.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Taking anything
The only thing I dislike out. Is Chris's feelings. So.
Taking anything out of our system now is kind of like probably doing more harm than good. Just getting rid of it, because it's getting rid of the ability to express someone else's own thoughts and artistic
okay.
vision.
That's been our episode.
Fine. I
Thanks
to
for
talk
listening,
about
everybody.
But never mind. I'm going to go
All right,
save it for next week, or save it for our Metal Gear podcast.
Chris, take us home. I'm going to go take a nap.
If you'd like to follow Barry, you can go to his house and watch him while he sleeps. Or follow him on Twitter at You can follow Matt at TheRealMattC. You can follow me at SnickleSox. If you like the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars reviews will get read on the podcaster. If you also like the podcast...
Are you okay?
He's selling in a mini stroke.
I think I might have.
Jesus.
Who knows?
Oh my God, I hope you're okay.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Hopefully.
You're right.
Don't lie to me.
You're right.
Don't
right,
hurt my feelings
right.
or get my hopes up.
All right, you can follow Level Save on Twitter at Level Save.
Go
like
to the
Level
website.
Save on Facebook. Go to the. Yeah, go. Bah,
go
to the
it's spreading again. No, no.
Go to the website. Go to the forums. Tell your friends about the podcast so that other people listen.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.
Ho-ho-come.
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 Ho-ho-come. Ho-ho-come. All right, that was radical.
I got heartburn.
Zantac,
no wonder you
friend,
ate
Zantac.
An entire cheesecake steak.
Cheesecake steak?
Yes.
It was a big steak with a cheesecake on top.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That sounds delightful.
That probably
Yeah, that would be good.